This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Women took the night of the Grammys last night. Four female acts won the top four awards. Taylor Swift, the first woman to win Album of the Year three times, says the fans made her album called Folklore a success.
You guys met us in this imaginary world that we created, and we can't tell you how honored we are forever by this.
Taylor Swift heard their courtesy of CBS and the Recording Academy. Beyoncé is now the most decorated woman in Grammy history with her 28th win, her one Song of the Year, Billie Eilish Record of the Year. President Biden and Vice President Harris are going on tour to highlight his almost $2 trillion COVID relief bill. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The White House is calling the roadshow the Help Is Here Tour. It begins today with Harris heading to a COVID-19 vaccination site and a culinary academy in Las Vegas, and First Lady Jill Biden touring a New Jersey elementary school. President Biden will discuss the plan this afternoon at the White House. Tomorrow, he'll visit a small business in Delaware County, Pennsylvania.
AP correspondent Mike Hempen. A massive snowstorm slammed parts of Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska over the weekend. Heavy snow and wind closed some airports and roads and knocked out power in areas. A record 2 feet of snow plus fell in the Cheyenne, Wyoming area, and about that much in Denver. Mexican President Lopez Obrador is elbowing the U.S., saying it hasn't helped Mexico get coronavirus vaccines. He's thanking Russia and India, which have sent small amounts of vaccine, and China, which is promising to, and says he hopes soon to be able to thank the U.S. because, he says, I am sure they are going to help too. It's just that they haven't done so far. This is AP News. Wait, they're working it out. The AP's Jennifer King on a celebrity couple.
Pop star Jennifer Lopez and former Yankee Alex Rodriguez released a joint statement that reports of their split are inaccurate and that they are working things through. They posted a picture together last month in the Dominican Republic. Multiple reports, including the New York Post's Page Six, based on anonymous sources, said the pair had called off their two-year engagement. The former slugger proposed to the actress a couple of years ago after the celebrity couple started dating in early 2017. The couple was given the nickname J-Rod 3 years ago after they landed on the cover of Vanity Fair magazine. In that issue, Lopez talked about their first date. She says he brought up things like getting married again and described him as confident and just so talkative. I'm Jennifer King.
Drew Brees is retiring, the Saints quarterback, retiring after 20 NFL seasons, including his last 15 with New Orleans. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.